Welcome to Time with Baba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 19th, day 346. Today's topic, eat the scroll, listen to me in the morning, I will. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 143, verses 7 to 12, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 20, Revelation chapter 10, verses 1 to 11, Proverbs 30, verses 11 to 14. Pause here. Please read all four passages before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is, eat the scroll, listen to me in the morning, I will. Have you ever thought that if you are willing to eat the scroll in the morning by covering the Bible or reading the Bible in a deep way, and that can bring you God's promise and blessings? First, let's take a look at today's Psalm 143, verses 7 to 12. That the psalmist was being chased by his enemies and that God seemed far away. He desperately hoped that he could be able to listen to God's voice again in the morning. He has seven requests for God. Number one, show me. Number two, rescue me. Number three, teach me. Number four, lead me. Number five, preserve me. Number six, bring me out of trouble. Number seven, silence them. Number eight, destroy them. Now let me read Psalm 143, verses 7 to 12 to you. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go. For to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. And then we can understand the importance of eat the scroll from Revelation chapter 10, verses 9 to 11. We can listen to God's voice each day, know our sins and willing to repent, renewed and ready to receive orders from the Lord to proclaim His word. Let me read Revelation chapter 10, verses 9 to 10 to you. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey, I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. And lastly, we can read in today's Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. God's promise. God will not use enemies and disaster to attack us so that we can return to Him. Instead of that, God has 9 promises to respond our 8 plea. Is that a coincidence? To me, I have received a very big and important promise today. Actually, Richmond Emmanuel Church started our morning worship since January 1st, 2016 till now, 3 years nonstop. I deeply believe all those who have joined us in the morning have continually experienced this promise. Number one, I will remove your burden. Number two, I will deal with those who oppress you. Number three, I will rescue the lame. Number four, I will gather the exiles. Number five, I will give the shame praise. Number six, I will gather you. Number seven, I will bring you home. Number eight, I will give you honor and praise. Number nine, I will restore your fortunes. Wow. Yeah, let me read Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 18 to 20 to you. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. Have you listened? Have you received? Are you willing to eat the scroll to experience God in this way? Then you are going to receive big promises and blessings. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, may you help us to be willing to eat the scroll to experience God in this way, that we are going to receive big promises and blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is the obstacle to forbid you from coming in the morning, eating the scroll? Number two, how to remove those obstacles? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.